All able-bodied men in the colonies were expected to take up arms when danger threatened. Soldiers and the militia were responsible for providing their own weapons, horses, and clothing. A colonial soldier was likely to pick up what he could, wherever he could.
Soldier, soldier, will you marry me with your musket, fife, and drum?
How can I marry such a pretty girl as you when I've got no hat to put on?
Off to the haberdasher she did go as fast as she could run. Bought him a hat, the best that was there, and the soldier put it on.
Soldier, soldier, will you marry me with your musket, fife, and drum?
How can I marry such a pretty girl as you when I've got no coat to put on?
Off to the tailor she did go as fast as she could run. She bought him a coat, the best that was there, and the soldier put it on.
Now, soldier, soldier, will you marry me with your musket, fife, and drum?
How can I marry such a pretty girl as you when I've got no boots to put on?
Off to the cobbler she did go as fast as she could run. She bought him a pair of the best that was there, and the soldier put them on.
Soldier, soldier, will you marry me with your musket, fife, and drum?
How can I marry such a pretty girl as you when I've got no pants to put on?
Off to the tailor she did go as fast as she could run. Bought him a pair of the best that was there, and the soldier put them on.
Now, soldier, soldier, will you marry me with your musket, fife, and drum?
Well, how can I marry such a pretty girl as you with a wife and three kids back home? By the end of the 17th century, patterns in the 13 colonies were taking shape, with shipping and manufacturing in New England, farming in the middle colonies, and the plantation economy in the South. Traditions and rivalries were becoming well established, setting the stage for a period of prosperity.